your host, Dr. Tomi Mitchell from the Mental Health and Wellness Show. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Dawnette Pamour. She is the founder and owner of Your Money on Purpose Coaching, where she empowers professional and entrepreneurial women who make great money but don't know where it goes to gain control of their finances without sacrificing their lifestyle so that they can live a financially stress-free life. Dawnette is committed to helping women to thrive in their business and life instead of just surviving. Through her own mistakes with money, she discovered how to keep vision focused instead of budget focused, which has allowed her to get out of debt, save and invest in her future, all while enjoying the things she loves. Since 2015, Dawnette has empowered hundreds of women to create a thriving and profitable business, live their life on their own terms, and be at peace with their money. When she is not empowering other women, she can be found spending time with her family and her friends. With no further ado, I'd love to introduce our lovely guest. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Hugh. It's so awesome here, and I'm excited to talk about this topic.
Me too. I have, you know, when I first launched this podcast almost 2 years ago, I knew I was going to have a season on for the love of money. Like, I just knew it. I feel like it's something that we don't talk much about. And when we do, it's so misguided. And the mindset towards it is so poor money mindset, back a better term.
Yes.
And so much more. But this is your jam. You know, like you said, you took yourself from a challenging tight spot to where you're thriving, you know. And I love how you use the term thriving, because so often we use this half glass half full, half empty nonsense. I prefer cup overflowing, right? Yes. Abundance and giving overflow. So if that resonates with you, you're in good company. So this will be a great conversation.
Yes. Those are great words to use, and I think we do have to change our mindset. But I think all of it goes back to, you know, becoming aware of what we are thinking.
Yes.
Right? And that is a timing to kind of say, what things did I learn about money? Where are the thoughts? Where are these from? And why do I?
Yeah,
that's the first great place to start, because then we can change the narrative, right?
Yeah.
Now we have the power to change those voices that we.
I like it how you went back to early childhood, because, you know, and what I do with wellness and coaching, at the end of the day, it goes back to early experiences, because we don't deal with the root. You're just doing a Band-Aid approach. And that really sucks. That's just not effective.
No, and we do it with everything.
Yes. Yes.
Instead of just going back to the root. And I think so many stem out of our child. You know, many things happen. You know, it is what it is. And it shapes who we are. And until we're aware of that, we're powerless. That our subconscious driving us, and it's going to drive us in shit.
I love it. This is like music to my ears. That subconscious is like this music in the background that's like controlling us without us even knowing. It's those invisible hands that are moving us around like little puppets.
Yes, it's very bizarre, but that's what happens.
It is. Hence, I say mental health is the foundation of everything.
That's right.
It is. It really is. The way we think, the way we're programmed, you know? And that affects money, how we deal with it. You know, I love how your business name, it's Money on Purpose Coaching. It's not accidentally, you know, right. Lackadaisical. Whatever happens, it's deliberate.
Absolutely. You have to be intentional with everything you do.
You have to be.
Yeah. I was going to say comment you, but I just forgot it.
Yeah, no worries. I just, when it's on purpose, there's like a plan. And, you know, the second thing I really loved about your bio was this vision focus instead of budget focus. Like, you're probably one of the few people I've ever heard said that, or maybe the first, actually, because that got to me. Because even I'm guilty of saying, okay, budget. But then I realized I don't really use a budget. It's more towards what's most important. You know what I mean? So it's like
Absolutely.
Vision. Like, I'm doing it without realizing, like, what's the bigger picture? Is this investment worth the sacrifice because I'm looking at the bigger picture? Is this going to bring me life and joy and move me closer towards that dream? We're just going to take away.
Yeah. In order to do something, we have to give something up, right?
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But if we're looking at, you know, we say, well, is it in the budget? It's like, oh, can't do it now because it's not in the budget.
Yeah.
The budgets are telling us what we can't do. We shift our and take control of our money, make a plan for where we get to go instead of wondering.
Yeah.
You know, knowing what's important to us is so incredibly important and drives our spending so much.
Yes. This goes back to this purpose, passion-filled life, vision, knowing what you want, having that clarity at the beginning. But first, doing the initial work of where did the messaging come from childhood? Like, how is that impacting? Like, you know, we were all imprinted at some point in our childhood. Right. How do you break what needs to be broken and reprogram the way of thinking? So it'll help you not just in your finances, but other aspects of your life.
Oh, if you get a hold of that subconscious and you start retraining, I mean, there's no stopping. You can do anything.
Superwoman, superman, like... It's so true. Once you like have this I can mentality, like I tell my daughter is young, my eldest is young, and sometimes she'll say, Mommy, I can't. But I'm like, yes, you can. Let me help you. I'm like, there's no can'ts in your dictionary. Maybe not right now. Maybe you need some support. Maybe you need some more training. But anything is possible.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you said having such shallow lives and wonder why we're so empty filled.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know, once you have that purpose, you're deliberate, as you say, it brings joy.
Yeah.
Right? Even when there's challenges, you look at the bigger picture, you get up, regroup, and learn that growth mindset, and you keep on rolling.
Yes. And, you know, finances are tied so much into health, right?
Yes.
It causes so much havoc to our body and our minds. If we're struggling financially, studies have our heart attacks, depression, ulcers, backaches, because we have this financial stress. And of course, you know, you have the financial stress, you're not going to feel good, and you're going to be sick more.
Yes. And you're going to have more cortisol, negative things happen.
Yes. And you're going to have more of these negative thoughts because, you know, why me? I don't feel good. You just go into victim mindset instead of out. As the door, because everything's a choice.
Yes.
Even if we don't, it's a choice. And we really have to take back our responsibility.
100%. We have choices and we should take it back. Don't give it up.
No.
Own it. Don't blame it on your mama, your daddy, the government, the this, the that, the that, the that. Own it. Just like our health. Own it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've done what we've done in the past, right?
Yeah.
Our parents, our society, whatever, they've done what they've done to us, whatever.
Yes.
So we can choose to rise above that.
Yes.
We can choose to change our path.
Yes.
We can choose to not only change our path, but affect the generations that are going to come after us. You know?
I just honestly love you even more. Affect the generations that are going to come after us. Like literally, you just nailed the bigger picture, the legacy piece. Why, you know, many of us who come in the show do what we do. It's not just for now. It's so much more.
Right, right. It isn't just about now. It's about...
No.
Every, you know, that we're learning, that we're going to teach to our children, to their children.
Yes.
Breaking cycles.
Yes.
We're in a fantastic time.
We are. And, you know, at the time of this recording, it's like the beginning of Women's History Month. So like each of us as women and men, for those of you, we have male listeners, but right now it's our month. So yeah. We are writing a piece of history. Like we are in the history books and you can be. The choices you make, the impact. The opportunity.
Listen, women are powerful.
Yes, I love it.
And they don't really understand that.
Yes.
And I think even when women get together, there's no stopping us when we team up.
Yes.
So we have to stop bickering with each other. Start focusing on what's important, what's in front of us.
Yes.
Ladies, if you have children, that's the most important thing in front of you.
Yes.
If you're going to have children, that's the most important thing in front of you.
Yes.
If you don't, you might have nieces, nephews.
Yes.
They're the most important in front of you.
And our greatest resource is each other. Our tangible resource, not time, that one you can't feel. But resource is humanity, it's life, it's breath.
And we're all here to make the world a basic some way.
Mm-hmm.
And are we gonna change the entire world?
No.
Probably not.
But together.
Right. And what if we raise something that does?
Girl, you are seriously like gifted, anointed, like you are speaking the truth. What if you're raising the person that does? What if you're friends with that person? What if you're mentoring that person or babysitting or healing them in the hospital or training them or teaching them? Like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty deep.
It is.
And we live on the shallow and we really have to shift that. Even with, you know, our money being on the shallow, we're trying to just, you know, have what the, you know, the Joneses have. And, you know, why? Is that even important to us?
No.
Do we even care about what, you know, if we attain that, is that real to us?
Focus on your vision, the dream. That's what you should focus on.
Yeah. Because guess what? The Joneses don't even, they could care less about you.
They really don't care. They're so like, who are you? To what? What? Huh?
Right, exactly. So why are we trying to fulfill our life or fill our lives with things to impress and like?
Exactly.
Who don't matter.
Exactly.
We have to get back to tunnel vision focus. What is we trying to push? Because our money is a huge driver. And I know this conversation is going to all these things, but
yes,
it all draws back to our money.
Yes, it does. So,
and of course, our mental health, because if we're not mentally well, all shot.
It's so true. Exactly. So true. Like when looking at mental health, when we're talking about, let's say, bipolar, we talk about signs, periods of spending excess and doing just random things with money.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's a symptom. Money is powerful. The emotional attachment to it.
Yes, it is very emotional, even though the money itself is emotion.
Yes, right? Money is neutral.
It is very neutral. You know, bad people do bad things with money.
Exactly. And let's focus on that. Because I think in our society, it's more like, oh, you talk about money, you have so much money, you're bad. No.
Well, look what's happened because we haven't had conversation.
Exactly.
We grew up not talking about it.
Yes.
Our parents didn't talk about it. It's a bad thing. It's a dirty, it's a mess because we didn't talk about it.
Yes. So when people, society listens, humbles themselves and decides that they want to listen about money and learn so that they can heal themselves, heal their land, heal their country. So how do we start this process of helping, empowering other women and the individuals to let's get real. Let's talk real. Like, what are some of the steps? I know it's not just like 1, 2, 3 step or 12 step program. You're done. But like, how do we walk this path? How do we start?
So the first thing is think about where these thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
What, actually go back to what is it we're feeling, and then think about where that came from. I learned a lot about myself during my journey. And, you know, I grew up with no money. It was, I can't afford,
yes,
you know, all that stuff. So when I got money, I made sure my kid heard those words. So I just spent the money, which was the complete opposite extreme.
Yes.
but, you know, I realized because I was always bored.
Yes.
And I didn't want that for kids. I wanted them. And we could still do that. It doesn't mean we have to cut it out.
Yeah.
But we can teach them. So that's what is it about my feeling about money? And then what is true about money for you?
Exactly.
Using the I can.
Yes, I can. Yes, you can. All right. So that's the first step, that awareness, that looking at the roots. What's next?
So the next is one that's probably not the funnest. And that is actually your finance.
Okay.
Where's your money going? How do you do that? Well, you get out the credit card stuff because they don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. So, you know, I always say get out about 3 months because our spending kind of be different than an average kind of what we spend in each category. Go through it. Where's your money? Categorize stuff. Add it up. And don't be afraid because there's really nothing wrong. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries.
Once you see what you're doing with your money, then you are going to be able to make a plan and put yourself back in control, right? So getting clarity, then gaining control.
Yeah.
Gaining control is making a plan. I call it I don't use the word budget, gross word. Mm-hmm. So spending plan is where you want. You get I'm spending that much on eating out. I could cut back, allocate that money, this vacation week or the leadership course I wanted, or this business I want to build, whatever it is, dream big and then walk back.
Yes, I love it. Dream big and walk forward.
All and right. Then, of course, it's execute. You have to follow on your plan, right? Because we can gain all. There's a saying that says knowledge is power, but knowledge is not power unless we use it.
Yeah.
It's useless if we're not doing something.
And I also add, wisdom is the application of knowledge.
I love that.
Right? So we listen to people like you who, you know, this is your thing. Gain that wisdom and you apply it, because you can have knowledge, but like, okay, Roth account, RA, mutual fund, but okay, you need wisdom.
Yeah, I'm going to add that one.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's one of my,
I love it.
I tend to add on, you know, things just
but
like,
that's okay. As we evolve, our wording's going to evolve and things are going to evolve, right? As we stuff. So, you know, if you don't follow through on your plan, it's not going to be useless.
Exactly.
You're wasting your time.
Fun. Love it.
And you know what? If you have a significant other and partner, it shows that we have a good partner, 90% more likely to achieve and down.
Love it.
Very but true. Make sure that person's in the butt, not just
know about it. that's your framework, right?
Yep.
And it's interesting. I use a very similar one. If you don't mind, I'll share mine. And it's also 3 steps. There's 3 E. So the first is embrace. So embracing the past, the present, and future, knowing like this is what happened in my childhood. This is that. and manage your expectation. That's kind of like the first thing, which is basically what you're saying. You got to go back to the past. Can't leave it on the back burner. The next is evaluate, like, what got you here? What are the things that you need to watch out for? Like, really look deep inside. Like, look at your financial statements. Pull it out. Visa, you know, MasterCard, American Express.
And you probably have them do a food journal.
Yeah, I do all kinds of things. Trust me, because I like details. You gotta dissect the problem, you know?
That's
the doctor in me. It's not like, you know, oh, you're tired, get more sleep. No, you could be tired, but it could be anemia, B12 deficiency, depression, anxiety, stress, like sleep apnea, so many things, right? And then the third, which is what you said, the energized, I say, actually, my third is energized, take empowered action. Like, you got to do something with accountability and systems in place. That is key. Accountability is what makes the difference, and systems to keep your goals together. I'm a big Atomic Habits kind of fan. So yeah, that's basically it. The same thing.
Yeah. And it could be applied to any area of our life.
Yeah.
But I think you have to make sure you count it, because
huge.
We have to, our brains are so powerful that we talk ourselves out of stuff.
All the time. Definitely.
Without we need thinking someone about to, it. Yes.
That subconscious, without that little like puppet hands and like da-da-da-da-da-da. Move
exactly.
Away responsibility. Go into denial. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's what our brain does. It's self-preserving. Oh, that's uncomfortable. That makes you feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't go there. Oh, don't open that statement. Like, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, just ignore it. Next thing.
Even when you think about that, that's not even self, right?
Not at this
point. You're actually destroying yourself.
Exactly.
Slowly, but you're doing it.
100%. It's like, exactly. Completely. And that's what, we have a financial crisis. We have financial literacy. We have just people just not understanding and valuing and being stressed because of money. People that have too much money are stressed, quote unquote, too much money. People that have too little money, quote unquote, are stressed. Like, whether they make six figures, seven figures, or, you know, barely make minimum wage. Like, in between.
Yeah. And I think that's a good, you make it. Doesn't matter how much we have or how little we have.
Exactly.
That's not our source.
Thank you.
It's not in our lives. Unless we have it ourselves and we're doing that are pushing us towards the end.
Exactly.
That's who can make $10,000 a year. People that make $10 million.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of finance, phrases, you talk about happiness. I say money doesn't buy happiness.
It absolutely does help. And there's no denying that. I mean,
exactly.
We're happy when we spend money. I mean, that's for most people, you know, no one's going to deny that.
Yes.
But after you spend that, when you get home, that's think about.
Some people still feel empty.
Yep.
Right? Like
empty,
like,
guilty, shame.
All of those emotions, right? What's next? Not sad, like just not even enjoying the moment. Because they're too busy looking at the Joneses. Oh, they got a new car. Oh, or the new bag. Oh, how Chanel, Coach, whatever your price range is.
Yeah. And again, that goes back to what you value. There's nothing wrong with having stuff. It's what isn't.
Yes.
Because then that's where to find your
happiness
when it comes.
Yes. Deal with the childhood stuff, deal with the emotions, but you got to know what is important to you. What are your goals, your vision, so you could be purposeful with your money, right?
Absolutely.
Just money on purpose.
Money on, right. Being intentional. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yes. And thriving at the end of the day. That's a goal, to thrive so that you can help the next generation.
Yes.
To make this world better.
Yes.
I love it. Our whole podcast in a sandwich. Our mission is out. No sugarcoating.
No, that's what it's about. And really, you have to remember that you are here. You're here. Somebody have.
Yes.
So what do you have to offer? Get out there. Get your house in order, right? Get your mind, your body, your finances, your stuff in order so that you can go out and serve. Because, you know, we're not going to show up very well if we don't feel well, right?
Yes.
We're going to be grumpy. Who wants to be around grumpy people? Nobody. The grumpy people don't even want to be around grumpy people.
They can't defend themselves.
You know, and you're not going to show up 100% at whatever career, your job, or not for your relationships. You know, it to every.
Exactly. I love it. This is so on point. Such real gems that you shared with the listener. And I would love for you to share how they get a hold of you. Because please do share.
Absolutely. So you can find me anywhere on social media or even my website, Your Money on This. Made it super easy.
Yes. I love that. Your Money on This. Yeah. I love it. And I often use this phrase, accidentally on purpose. It's like, I did the same thing, but it's kind of it was on. I love it. I hope listeners hear the, like, how do I put it? Hear the care. Like, honestly, you don't have to buy into all the negative messaging about money. Like, that is why I humorously call this the love of money. Like, we need to talk about it. And because we haven't talked about it in an effective, holistic way, which involves taking off the band-aid, we are in this crisis.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be this way.
It's certainly, there's a better way.
There is a better way.
And yeah. You have control.
Yeah, we have control. Take back your control. Take back your power. Take choices. Choices.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't control people. I don't know who said this quote, but basically you can't control the family you were born with and where you started, but you can definitely control where you end up.
Right.
That's our responsibility.
We can't control our beginnings, but we definitely control.
Exactly. Something like that. Thank you. But yeah, it's the truth. It is the truth. And I just hope we all pause, reflect, and evaluate our lives along this journey, because we all know that life changes. The external factors change. You know, the environment changes, and we definitely have to adapt, but yes. Still looking towards the prize, the goal, the bigger picture, and having an anchor that hold on to and you keep on going. Don't stop. Pause, but don't stop.
Yeah. Don't ever. So the goal stays the same. Sometimes yes. The way we get there changes.
Yes. The way we get. And that's okay.
Yes.
That's okay. That's not a failure. That's called life.
Yeah. Life is a long learning lesson.
Yes. Lifelong learners. Sometimes you have to repeat the first grade, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Just get through it.
Yeah.
And be a blessing along the way.
Yeah.
Well, I have enjoyed this conversation so much, and I know our listeners have, and I just want to say thank you to our listeners, and if you'd be so kind to share this message with your friends and family, because I feel this is the way we broke it down is comfortable and safe. Like, it's not all in your face and technical, it's the bigger picture. And if you want more details based on your life experiences, your individual goals and needs, by all means, reach out to her. Donette, we'll have her links in the show notes so you can set up a conversation with her. And at the end of the day, we're all here. One world, one life. Let's make it a better place. Let's take all these pearls, whether talking about mental health, wellness, families, relationships, let's apply it to make this world a better place when we leave it. Leave it. All right. Till next time, this is your host, Dr. Mitchell, from the Mental Health and Wellness Show.